Hi. Welcome to another episode of the People's Mic. Jim Peoples, how you doing?
Excellent.
The gang is here. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I like sitting tall. Your hair looks amazing. Look at this.
I can't see it. I just pulled mine.
Very sleeky.
Oh, shit.
What did we do?
This is what happens.
Yeah, the power.
Well, that is very strong.
It's going to die. It's going to die. It's going to die.
We're going to hold this.
Does that not look tacky if we put it on the table?
No, we're pros. Everything.
Like, just ignore it, right? Yeah, you can't even tell. Good job.
Just don't pour your drink on.
Introduce yourself.
Brendan Lurch.
Brendan Lurch, what is this?
It's a Bud Light.
Bud Light. Come try to get that Bud Light sponsorship.
You got to support the mic and the light.
Hey, you can
mic and the light.
It would just be fun to get taken to court, you know?
For sure.
There's nothing to sue me for.
Yeah, what are they going to take my unemployment?
Yeah, you're going to take my podcast production? Like,
it's a high production value situation.
They would get more publicity through suing.
It's worth the extra minute.
Introduce yourself.
Graham Cooper.
Graham Cooper. Hi.
Nice to meet you, I think, officially.
You guys know each other?
We've been a few mics together.
Yeah.
I think we've been formally introduced.
I don't know what's happening. All right. Good job. There it is. What's going on? How's your day going?
Pretty, standard stuff. Woke up and came here.
Did you go on the open calls? Not open calls. Open houses?
Open? No, I didn't. Long-time listeners would know that.
Last week,
listeners.
Yo.
Yeah, would know that I tried to. Well, I went viewing the apartments next door to Otto's and tried to buy a Tesla with no money. And
that's good.
I haven't done anything like that since. But I'm working on.
Just do a web series of things you could do
with
in this
city. Oh, like cool things you could do that like rich people could buy, but you like.
And
just
gotta,
do it for free.
You just gotta pretend that you're rich.
Yeah.
Right. You didn't have to show them like a bank account to drive the Tesla or anything? Like a statement?
I don't even have a license, but they didn't let me drive it. But they drove me.
They were gonna take him to go get his license.
Yeah, they were like, hey, do you want us to drive you to your apartment and get your license? I was like,
so you can drive.
No, because I don't have one. And
like an actual one.
Yeah, I don't have a license.
Wow, that's sweet.
And
for this, you could just view those apartments right there? No, just walk in? And
I was like, hey, I've been looking at them online. I'm looking at the two bedrooms. I was in the neighborhood. I had half an hour. You know, if you guys had time.
Yeah, walking like you fucking know the place.
Competence.
I once viewed commercial office space. My brother and I were in L.A., and we viewed, commercial office space for a company that neither of us work for. We were like, hey, we represent... We're working for, this company. They're out in New York, but they're looking for LA office space. And we're looking to...
Wow.
And they just showed you the office.
Yeah.
They're like, sure.
Big ass, high-rise office space.
Realtors are just all about making money.
Yeah.
So they don't really care. They're like,
They didn't take your information. They didn't Google you. Nothing.
No, they took my brother's information. But, he doesn't care. And I had to give, some of my information to the Tesla and to the people next door. But nothing fraudulent, I'm not saying...
Shit.
It's my name. What
That's
do I care?
Adorable. What are you
That's
up to?
Awesome. Nothing much. It's the first mic I've been going to in a couple weeks now.
Really? You took
a
break?
Yeah.
Already?
You've
been in New York for like a month.
For real. I went home to see some family. And
How long you been in New York?
I moved in December 1st.
Where from?
I moved from New Mexico.
Literally a month.
That's not long enough.
So yeah, went and saw some family and took care of that shit.
I took 3 days after 6 weeks of being here.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think I've taken that long. Never. Maybe one day. Mm. But I'm always doing something.
I guess it was the 20.
Yeah, I haven't taken much.
The 22nd I did a mic.
Okay.
And that was the last one I did.
Adorable. Hi, Shana. How are you? You didn't have to do. Well, we'll talk about that later. Shit. What are you watching right now?
I'm watching.
On YouTube.
MASH.
On MASH?
I did say
you were watching MASH.
I love MASH. More than life itself, but...
Do you feel like the younger you are, you watch older movies to catch up?
No.
No?
Maybe some. But, so... Where I'm at now is my favorite shows in the world are Seinfeld and then MASH. That's my order now.
What?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Seinfeld, I'd probably agree with that. That's probably my favorite show. It was The Simpsons, but it got kind of trashy, and it's just not as good as it used to be.
Simpsons.
Yeah, yeah.
It's too commercial.
But, like, The Wire is probably up there, too, as opposed to, like, MASH.
Breaking Bad.
I like those old shows. They're written well.
MASH is just perfect.
31.
31. Do you date young girls or older?
Whatever. Usually whatever. Young girls, but younger.
Do you do the thing when you date younger girls that you try to make them watch the movies that you grew up to?
Yeah, occasionally, but I don't date young enough. Like, I'm not old enough. Like, yeah. Most of the girls I date are, like, 25, you know, yeah. And to 30. So, like, we're still in the same age bracket where their movies are kind of... I make them watch some movies, like, yeah. Dumb and Dumber.
We have movie night.
Make them watch, absolutely. Like, Citizen Kane, you know, like watch 12 Angry Men.
Just Terminator. We watched Terminator the other night. She was like, I've never saw that. I was like, and I made her breakfast.
Like,
and she was like, I never saw any of the Terminators. And I was like, well, now we got to watch it.
Trading Places, was that a big movie when you're probably growing up?
For like a hot minute. It wasn't as big as
like Eddie Murphy was a powerhouse.
Talkies
when
were a big,
like,
thing for Jimmy in his childhood when Talkies came
about
out.
To kick the chair from under you. You ever had a chair just smooth kicked?
Smooth. I think, probably. Yeah.
Coming to America, you have to watch. Yeah. I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker.
Oh, okay.
Have you seen it? No.
Yeah, it's been a long time. No, because it did like a run on Comedy Central where it was always on at night.
I saw the movies opening night.
Wow.
That was
what movie?
I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker.
What's that?
Keenan Ivory Wayans was like the spoof of all the like blaxploitation movies. Mm-hmm. No. I feel like that movie was the end of blaxploitation movies. It was like black people were like, that's enough. We made fun of it, and then it was like that's where
it was. This it was like
all
this,
like the those Marlon Wayans spoofs came from.
Okay,
his brother used to do those movies about
like Don't Be a Menace came from
the Don't Be a Menace. He started all of that shit.
Yeah,
okay.
So go watch it.
I will. Yeah. Well, we have to go on a date.
Never gonna happen.
He wished.
You go on a double date.
I don't
double date.
How do you? Are you on the apps? Is that what you do?
Yeah.
What apps are you on?
Bumble, Hinge, Happn.
Happn?
Tinder is the easiest one. But that's just...
What are the negatives?
It's like levels.
What's the best one, do you think, for you? Maybe not for...
For me, and the things that I like to do, Happn. Because it's girls who are just from out of town, and they just want to hang out for the weekend, or you know, they want short-term shit, you know?
Riveting.
Yeah.
Sorry. It's true. Though.
Bumbles for relationships, Hinges for they want guys with money and who are gonna travel.
Well, you gotta pay for it.
No, you don't have to pay for it. If you swipe enough.
I thought Hinge was like an all paid thing.
No, it's like they're it feels like it used to be more higher end exec, you know, types.
Who are
looking for, let's go out for dinner, let's get to know each other, get on the jet if we feel like it at the end of the night. You know, they were like, I want you should have a passport. I was like, well, you know.
I would always feel like getting on a jet.
They say goofy shit. I was like, you know.
Do you have a passport, Jim?
I don't, but I got to get one because I'm going to be leaving the country soon.
Yeah.
Where are you going?
You gotta get
I'm
one.
Not saying on the podcast.
Fling from the law?
Yep, a fling. Not a fling.
All right.
But a thing.
Can you tell us what hemisphere?
I don't even know what hemisphere. It's on the other one of you guys. Probably Fluke.
How long?
Nice. He did a good job.
I don't know. Probably a week. Yeah.
Fluke.
Somebody.
Yeah, he did a good job.
Yeah.
I was here last time, or one of the times he did it.
Hi, Shayna.
Hi, Jimmy.
I just made eye contact.
Hey, Shayna.
Hey, Graham.
What's up?
Not much.
Shut the fuck up. Did you not want to be on the podcast? That's why you waved and ran away?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. And now you're on it. Look at that.
Yeah. I'll pull you in. I will pull. Just wait. This is going to be a day where we're like, can I be on the podcast? I'm like, no, I don't really have enough space today.
I don't think
No, what? You don't believe in it. Kill yourselves. All of you. All of you. It's coming. It's bubbling. All of you.
Maybe.
Piece of shit. All right.
What
movies are you watching? What were you going to say?
Right now?
Yeah.
I wasn't gonna say.
I feel like you
want
to say just puffing, just puffing.
No, just thinking. Just laughing at that last comment.
You know? We were trying to interrogate you about where you're going to, but I feel like that you're not gonna tell us.
No, it's on the other side of Mexico.
That's tight.
What, like?
And not
further south.
Yeah, south.
That's cool.
You going to Belize?
Probably.
What's the latitude and longitude on your hoodie? I wanted to ask you that.
Oh, it's for Lone Pine, California. It's a collection. It's a clothing collection called
nice.
Lone Pine.
Cool.
Was that a huff and puff, Joe?
What?
Yeah.
It's
fair.
It's just the longitude, latitude stuff. I'm from Connecticut, and everyone has a bunch of.
On this hoodie.
Like every town they're from, they have to. Not. I'm sorry.
No.
Is that white people's version of putting the area code?
It's like something. Nautical.
Like black people put their area code, like I'm from 215. White
three,
people
three,
put
like 3 minutes south.
How do you explain that? How do you?
I don't. People
36
don't.
Degrees 33 west.
That's no, 36 degrees
no
31 minutes 34 decimal 9 seconds, and that's actually you're supposed to say north first, and then it'd be 118 degrees
much.
11
too
minutes.
Much.
Yeah,
it'll tell you exactly where you're from.
I don't care enough.
Used to do a lot of nautical navigation.
Is that how you pick up women?
No.
He's a ship captain.
I spent a lot of time on boats.
Really?
Yeah.
A stowaway.
I was searching for
him. what the fuck
yeah.
to do with that?
Yeah.
Are you on the apps?
I go on them and then delete them. So I'm not on them right now, no.
Have you been dating in New York?
I met a chick on an app on Tinder.
Okay.
But, yeah.
That was just short term, just fucking.
We still hang out occasionally. Yeah, but nothing serious. What?
I gotta edit myself.
Go ahead.
No,
say whatever you want.
No, I can't.
It's your podcast.
Nope. Yep, and that's the reason I gotta edit myself.
Edit yourself, but accordingly.
Yeah,
like,
accordingly.
Get, like, get what you want to say
yeah.
out, but
because people
with, tact.
The only people who listen to this podcast are people I meet on dating apps. Because I say, yeah, do a podcast. And they'll be like, oh, hold on. And they go listen to you.
They
come
to
back.
It?
Yeah.
So, yeah, and they're definitely going to listen to the most recent one.
Because it's live now. So
Jimmy's
gotta...
a great guy, an incredible host.
super strong, you know.
Yeah.
Little bald.
A little bald? Is that what you said?
Just a little. It's losing. It's not
it's a
totally
good
gone. You know. But
It's already know what he's going to look like because it's going to be on.
Because
it's
all I got.
No, he photoshops it
for years.
His profile picture.
What's your Photoshop hair look like?
I filter just hats. just
are all your pics hats?
Yeah, all hats.
For real?
No.
I was going to say I've never seen you wear a hat.
It's either a baldy or a hat. I wear a hat.
You wear like baseball caps.
Yeah, baseball
hats. Yeah. You don't even wear your own branded.
Not
hats.
Yet. Not yet. Because they don't have my fit of head.
What's your head?
I have a small
top. Yeah, you need
so
one of those like bicycle
it's,
hats.
It's bigger
like
than
the
ladies.
Hats.
Ladies, but you know,
yeah,
all they sell is like large, medium. It's like seven
yeah.
and
oh, no.
a quarter. Seven and I like fitted
hats, guys. You guys like hats.
Any hat suggestions?
Hashtag
a
hats.
Hat talk.
I believe this is. You don't wear hats.
I'm wearing one today.
Yeah.
Cool.
You wear what?
Yeah.
What is it called? A
beanie.
A beanie.
Yeah. Skull cap. Is
skull
yeah.
cap. I don't want to say skull cap, but
Scully.
Do-rag. I wear a
do-rag. You wear
a do-rag. I can see that in a do-rag. Quit baseball. I see you in like a Mets hat. Like a Mets hat.
Mets hat?
Yeah, dude.
I look weird in baseball hats.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't say. Wow. Okay.
Baseball hats are so expensive. Like actual like baseball, like
they're
team 25 hats.
$25.
No, like at like the stadium. Like I was at
well,
a Braves game.
You never
game.
Buy them at the stadium.
No, obviously, because I was at a Braves game. They were like $70.
That's retarded.
I was like,
that's inflation. Is that inflation?
No. It's highway
okay.
robbery.
Highway robbery. Good job.
Yeah.
It's what marketing?
Markup.
Markup. That's what I meant to say. Good job.
Well done, Doug.
Does anybody notice that the government shut down? Does anybody give a shit?
Yes.
Can you tell?
It's
I can't tell.
I can't tell.
But you'd only know if they said it on the news.
No, but like 800,000 yeah, right? people. Yeah. Are not
I mean, I know. I can't tell. Like I know the way. I want to say black people, but poor people can tell.
Yeah, I know a lot of people.
Because I keep seeing them saying they're going to shut down the food stamps. I was like, oh, it's about to be a riot.
Really?
Yeah, they cut them in half.
It's not good because 800,000 people aren't getting paid.
Yeah.
But it's also kind of funny that Trump was just like, I don't want to work anymore. I'm just going to stop. I'm just going to shut this shit down.
This is so sweet.
He's got nothing to lose.
No, not at all.
Like,
Yeah,
because he's not giving in unless the Democrats fund the wall.
So he's
got nothing to lose. It's fantastic. I don't like him, but props to him, right? That's he's got nothing to lose.
He's a boss,
and the Democrats have everything to lose.
So why did I have to go to jury duty? Why are we
different government?
That's not federal.
Yeah, different government.
You go to jury duty? You do that?
I did.
Wow.
I mean, I keep postponing it.
Did you get selected?
No, I
responded.
Oh.
Say you can comment.
Yeah. I'm no good.
Yeah, I'm a good guy. You guys aren't going to be in my bits. I'm going to be like, all right.
I'm going to have to talk about this, you know? I can't tell at all. And I think it's goofy.
I know a ton of people that are all pissed off about it because they all work for the government.
That's how deep it is.
Apparently, like, the bunch of TSA agents at the airports aren't showing up anymore because they're not getting paid.
They said some are still working for free and then some
calling in sick.
Well, because some, the TSA is a calling. You know, they really enjoy their work. You know when you meet a good TSA agent who really is passionate about air safety? That's my kind of
case. Same with the Parks and Recreation. Those guys don't get paid, right?
Yeah. The Park Service actually started dipping into other funds to stay open, a lot of the big parks.
But a lot of people have already, like a couple people have already been killed, like climbing and hiking and stuff in national parks. And they kind of think if they had full funding, they might have been able to prevent some of
the deaths. Oh, because they could send rescue?
Yeah.
Shit. Stay indoors, folks.
I hate that.
Yeah, don't,
the great
don't
indoors.
Go free climbing.
I feel like dumb people would have. Died,
yeah.
Died.
Dumb is the good is a better word to use. How many?
Yeah. You think a park
dumb.
Ranger would be like, I got you
to the rescue? they gotta say that every time they go to save somebody. Like, look at this dumb
ass. Yeah, it takes
like where people just stay on the path. There's a path. Walk the path. Don't climb.
Don't go climbing.
No, there's bears there. There's signs there that say there's bears. What?
I thought you were talking in metaphor. You're like, there's a path.
Yeah, I'm not that deep. I count from 1 to 10, maybe 15, 3 times a day.
Why?
Because you're
trained. Oh.
Yeah, that's reps.
Shit.
Reps and sets.
Oh, no.
Now, when you get over 10 reps, do you start over? Like, when you get 10, do you go 1 again? Or do you
and I make them count. I got a rule. If you don't count, they don't count.
No, but like,
so
if you're counting, you're counting out
if I'm
loud,
counting.
Do you go?
I don't count out loud.
You don't count out loud? God,
is that a secret to the challenge, the burpee challenge? Like, if you challenge someone to burpees and they're not counting their burpees?
They don't count.
They don't count, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I tell them. You got to count.
Insider knowledge,
you gotta count. But from a real fitness, but I tell people to count so you know they're breathing.
Right.
And especially if they're new. If we're in the in the new stages, because I can tell if either they're winded, they're about to pass out, if they can't take the exercise.
Yeah.
That's why I jokingly do that.
No, it's
make
smart.
Sure you count.
That's why they do it in boot camp.
People hold their breath, you hold your breath, and you stand up fast, and you pass out.
Yeah.
He's secretly very smart. He knows what he's doing.
I always pass
you keep
out
it well hidden.
Yes, behind stupidity.
Yeah.
Yep. You what?
I pass out all the time. Like, I get like lightheaded when I stand up all the time.
I've passed out maybe three times in my life.
Really?
Yeah, three. Well,
from what?
From one time I was on the train. I remember I wasn't eating. Another time was from the day after the second time I did edibles. I passed out on a train and one time I got,
was that like a lightheaded pass out?
I just went blank. I don't know what it was. It was too strong.
Yeah.
Whatever it was. and these old ladies picked me up and put me in a chair, and then the whole train was like, "You okay?" And then yeah, but
no, it's just weed.
And I couldn't say that. I was like, I started peeling an orange, and I was like, maybe they can't tell I'm high right now.
You don't get like when you like stand up, or you don't get like lightheaded and everything fades black. You
only
like
when I do deadlifts,
like a freebie.
That's did it sound like what I? Yeah.
Yeah.
I get that deadlift high.
Yeah. All right. All right.
Yeah.
What
can you? How much can you deadlift?
600. Yeah. I'm trying to.
That's all right.
Like, is that collectively? Are you adding up the numbers or just like all at once?
All at once. Yeah, my max.
Not
is 600.
The total that he's ever
done. Like total of reps
in the last year.
It's all been 5 pounds, and
yeah,
it's just done a lot.
No, I want to be able to.
What is it? Is that a 3 rep max?
No, that's once. Once, twice. I could do it twice. I've done it twice.
It's 400 pounds short of the world record.
Yeah. Well, what's the
wait, the world record's 1,000?
Yeah, the world record's like 1025, right?
Yeah.
1025.
Dude, you suck.
Oh my god.
Was that at the Arnold?
I don't know what it. I just saw it on Facebook. It was just a video of the guy doing it. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I saw.
My goal for last year was 1,000.
Really?
Yeah.
You're never
gonna forget it. You better watch your fucking mouth.
Yeah, it's motivation now.
At least I can get. I'll definitely get to 8 by June.
Really?
Yeah,
what?
I'll get to 8 by June because I can. And then we'll see. I'm actually trying to do it without the belt, which is kind of stupid. I want to see how far I can go without. I can do 600 without a belt.
Don't hurt yourself.
What's
so,
the point?
Yeah. I'm definitely gonna hurt myself.
Yeah.
This is. Yeah.
You're gonna be paralyzed.
Yeah, no, I'll just be in a hospital.
Lightweight, baby. Lightweight.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing but a peanut.
That's it.
Yeah.
No, I just want to be the guy to prove. I mean, you should try. You practice safety, but you should also practice because most of those guys don't do a lot of core stuff. So I don't know. I want to see how high I can go.
Is the belt to keep from getting a hernia essentially at that much weight?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know. I'd have to
prevent you from literally just crumbling.
Yeah.
Like,
but see, if you practice
out.
Good form, I don't know. I don't know, and maybe I'm stupid, and I don't know what I'm talking about. But,
I mean, cavemen didn't have belts.
But most of the guys I see going that heavy have terrible core.
You know? Those blocks?
Those
yeah, and they're fat guys.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know.
Yeah?
Yeah. So.
You got long legs, too.
Not all of them.
No,
yeah,
you do.
Oh, I have long legs.
Yeah, so
yeah.
It's harder for you.
I thought you
yeah.
meant not. No, my
yeah.
all my legs
yeah,
are not.
My legs.
Not all long. One's okay. You
yeah.
know.
Yeah. No, I don't want to tell you my weightlifting goals.
Do you compete?
No. I just like lifting shit up. I just.
How can we verify that you're actually lifting?
I post some of the shit. I post it. When I do a max, I'll post it. Like,
yes, because everyone's super honest on their social media.
Yeah, you're right.
You can't lie about it. Well, yeah.
Well, you can.
Bring
yeah,
it here.
I have.
Do it at the mic.
Maybe. I'm not. Yeah, but just pull 600.
Yeah. Just bring 700 pounds on the L train.
Everyone bring 100. We'll divide it up.
I used to have weights in my house, and I used to put them in, like, crates.
Get your weight crates?
I had weight crates, and I had to. I just got rid of them. And I just watched not sanitation. Some guys, the cleanup guy, they came to get them. You know, like, what the fuck is in here?
That's fucked up.
Just
get him like, damn it, Jimmy.
It's like three fucking canisters of weights.
That's like I got a bunch of weights delivered, like via Amazon.
Yeah.
That fucking FedEx guy must have been so pissed.
Oh, they're pissed. They don't want to have you. They just want to get through their shit.
It's like 175 pounds of weights.
I just want to order weights and send them back.
That's
cruel. Like, no. Those are not the ones I wanted.
Just
like,
anonymously mail people weights in the just like a 30-pound weight for no reason.
Just mail them 600 pounds.
Like, you know, fuck that guy.
It's worth it. It's worth
yeah,
the shipping. It's worth yeah.
It would be. I mean, what is
just
it?
Just to see it?
Oh, for sure.
Oh my god. Oh I don't know the fuck.
I don't know.
I can't lift
that much.
Have you ever been to the gym?
Yeah, I go frequently.
Huh? He said no.
I didn't say no.
Cool. All right. Here's the thing. When you went to this building here, did you go to the gym?
I viewed the gym. It's nice.
Fuck.
They got a, it's like a, it's pretty good size. They've got like Peloton equipment and stuff, yeah, and a lot of weights. And
how long of a workout do you think they would let you get through?
No, I don't think they could. I don't think they would.
If you just started doing pull-ups on the bar, like, hey, can I try this out?
How many pull-ups can you
do? If you just went in, you're like, oh, this is a great gym. Oh, let me just.
Yeah.
Oh, this yeah. is. Listen,
and then tell the guy to try some, and then be like, hey, and then start a competition.
You
just get a quick 15-minute workout.
Like a 5 minutes of bar,
yeah,
dude.
The
yeah.
agent would probably be so confused and, like, didn't want to interrupt you that you could probably go for, like, 10
minutes. Yeah, but, like, how do you really know you want to get that apartment if you don't know how to get
yeah.
a good sweat
get
on
a good
in that
sweat.
Gym? You're like, fuck you, I'm going to finish my set.
It's pretty basic equipment. I feel like he'd be like, you've never seen this stuff before? Like, how do you not
But there's
know?
A feel.
There's a feel.
Yeah, every gym's got a feel.
I don't know if this pool is right for me. Let me do a couple
yeah,
laps.
Double laps.
Was there a pool?
There's a pool.
There's a pool. You got to try out the pool.
Sauna?
It's like, can
sauna.
I try out the pool?
Oh, yeah.
Sauna, just
go in where?
Yeah. Yeah, just
yeah.
jump in. Like, hey.
You wear your
oh,
suit,
this
like,
is...
under your...
Yeah.
yeah,
like, I'm
yeah.
ready to go in. I got everything I need. Fuck.
Yo, you got a towel? Can I use?
Wait, were there free towels?
No. Not that I saw.
I want to exhaust the possibility. Like, see how far you could get.
Like, there's grills up on the rooftop. Do you think you could just have a cookout?
You could just bring some hot... What? If 10 of us went to go look at the same time and brought one thing apiece...
There we go.
What if they had, like, they hired a white woman to complain about... People that are using the grill like that video.
Where? Which one?
That just having a park, just in the park.
Yeah, but
oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like, just to make it like as part of the tour, like
we'll have that obligatory white person.
The neighborhood. We hired this white woman to call the cops.
We should. We gotta.
We used to go into hotels like pools. You know.
Yeah. If you,
like
you
in the city, you would just like, you know, go into the nice like rooftop pools and
yeah.
shit and just be like, oh, I'm in that room. And then you just try to like lie through your way through.
620 Thomas, you know, just.
When I used to work out at a hotel, at a hotel gym, they used to have like events and then set up food. And then we would just go and just grab food.
Yeah, I'm here for the convention. I'm just
going to. Yeah, there'd be like salsa conventions and then. All types of, and they,
you're like,
yeah,
I just got out
meetings.
Of the pool, but I'm
like, eventually they were like, all right, what the fuck are you doing here? It like depends on who the manager was. Like the Spanish mm-hmm. managers were like, yeah, Bobby, go eat. And the black one was like, what are you doing? Grab one thing and leave. I don't know.
I thought, you just get breakfast at a hotel, you know.
Yeah,
you just
can.
Walk in, get the
you
free
can
breakfast.
Go, you can go to any Doubletree and still get cookies.
For real?
Yeah. You just say, I'm waiting for a friend and be like, hey, can I grab some cookies? And they'll give you...
If you want cookies.
But
yeah.
If you
yeah.
want to, if you just happen to walk by a Doubletree and want some cookies, they
yeah,
give
yeah.
they give those shits away.
Where's the nearest Doubletree?
It's in Midtown.
Midtown. Yeah. Yeah.
Have to swing
you can just
there.
Walk by and be like, hey, I'm waiting for a friend outside.
That's probably worth it, right?
They
all cookies and cookies.
Like, their cookies have got to be the best.
I don't think I've ever had it.
Doubletree
cookies?
Because they're like double chocolate.
They are good. They're good.
They could get away with
I lived in a
Doubletree
for a little while.
Did you?
Yeah.
Shit.
Like, yeah.
Did you get cookies every day?
For work? Oh, yeah, every day.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I used to run track.
She knew there was a bunch of us that lived there.
Yeah.
Yeah, for work.
When we had to run track over the holidays, we would stay in a Doubletree.
Yeah.
And then they would always be like, hey, can we have cookies?
And they'd make sure to make extra
they
fresh.
Were
yeah.
warm.
I'll never forget
the
girl who like was the counter girl. Her face is imprinted in my brain because she's hooked us up with so many cookies.
Almost slept with one, didn't she?
I thought about it. Wanted
yeah,
to.
Yeah. One hotel chick.
Yeah.
Dude, that's fucking.
Called her hamburger teeth. That, but we don't.
Hamburger teeth.
Yeah. It just like her smile looked like she just got done always eating a hamburger. Like with stuff in the corners.
Oh,
like,
fuck.
I think she had wore Invisalign.
Had to be the South.
No. Really? Well, worse. Like Lakeside, Ohio.
Yeah. Shit. Are you?
No, I was going to say. Not actually, just by the Lake of Ohio. Lakeside's actually a place. Well, that would work both ways. Lakeside's shitty, too. That's a name of an actual place, but it wasn't. Yeah.
Jared!
What's up, man?
The fuck are you doing here?
Comedy. I worked at a hotel once, and I
fuck the girl at the front desk.
You had sex with a woman?
What'd you do at the hotel?
What? A real woman.
A big black girl.
Big black girl. Fat girl.
Wait, she worked there too?
Yes, she was. We both worked at the front desk in those long nights.
Oh, your audit shift?
I was like,
dude.
Yeah, I was like talking to her. She's like, oh, she's like 25. I was like 19. It was awesome.
Hell yeah.
Wow. We fucked in a room in the hotel.
And she had a vagina.
Oh, that's awesome.
She had a vagina.
Wow.
Isn't that awesome?
Wow.
You're just so blown away.
Yeah, anytime he says he has sex, I don't believe him.
You know what?
That's Doug we're talking about. Huh?
Anyone can have sex.
But Doug?
Even Doug.
Women like me, you know?
Really?
You know why? Because you're like high from that 70s show.
Exactly. I'm like high from that 70s show.
Is he?
You guys are definitely fucking later.
This is what every woman has ever told me.
They're like, I saw you talking to yourself on the street, and I had...
which I still don't believe you're engaged.
Was she you're engaged?
Yeah.
To the Doubletree lady or the hotel lady?
No. This was long ago.
Oh, okay.
How long have you been engaged?
I don't believe.
I've been engaged technically for like 2 years now.
Nice. What? When's the limit? When's
we're getting married in September.
Okay. Another year. So it's going to be 3 years you're engaged.
A little less.
Almost.
And I'm young, so I'm not too worried about it. I can't afford a wedding. You know what I mean? So
why'd you get engaged?
Because I love her.
So it's like an IOU, right?
She cooks me food every day, and she does my laundry and stuff, so I don't see how I could not marry her, you know what I mean?
Mm.
We're gonna. It's not like that. But you know what I mean?
No, it's like an Oedipus thing, you know.
I get
it's
what
like
you
his
mean.
Mom. You know?
It's like your mom.
It's not. Come on.
I wish you guys could have saw Anna's face as she came in. I feel like this mic is more of a chore than because there's nothing else going on. She's like, well, I got to do this shit again. That was her face. I saw it. I caught you.
I'm delighted.
We gotta wrap this shit up.
Yeah,
you gotta pee?
Yeah.
Bathroom's right there. Tell them where they can find you.
Nowhere. I'm not on any
Still
social media.
Nowhere.
Yeah,
Still
yeah.
nowhere.
I'm working on figuring that out.
What's
yeah.
your address?
209 Mount. You can hit me up on my phone. You can call me or text me anytime. 330.
No Instagram, no Twitter, nothing.
No, I had to get rid of that shit. I'm on Facebook just because my Spotify's and my family's on my Spotify.
Where can they find you on Spotify?
Brendan Lurch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on Spotify. I listen to terrible music probably.
There's a People's Mic playlist if you didn't know.
Is it?
On Spotify, yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna find that.
It's just Eye of the Tiger.
Fucking love that song.
Venmo, I'm on Venmo.
Yeah, on Venmo. Where can they find?
Send them money. Instagram at Graham Comedy. That's kind of it right now.
Just Instagram, no Twitter, no nothing.
Nothing.
No website.
No website.
Piece of shit. All right.
Been like 2 days since you last asked me. There's no website.
I'm gonna keep asking. It's another episode of People's Mic. You find it on iHeartRadio, Spotify, JimPeoples.com, PhillyPrincell.com, JPeoples TV, and yeah, check out our Spotify playlist. Which, if I can get the music going, we'll play the music from the playlist at the mic soon. Working on it. Is that it? JimPeoples.com. Anything coming up? Big shout out to Ryan Rummel. Did his show this weekend. And for the YouTube people, whatever. They'll get that. This won't come out for another month. What else? Niagara show Saturday was dope. Ryan D. and Steve Gerard. Cool? Yeah, this is going to be a hard mic. I can tell. By your faces. Give it up for them one more time. Thank you.